Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House family devotional reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's classic book titled Morning and Evening. This is the podcast, and this is episode number 360. The Prince of Preachers, Dr. Spurgeon, chose for our reading today from the Holy Word of God, Exodus chapter 7, verse 12, "For they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods." This incident is an instructive emblem of the sure victory of the divine handiwork over all opposition. Whenever a divine principle is cast into the heart, though the devil may fashion a counterfeit and produce swarms of opponents, as sure as ever God is in the work, it will swallow up all its foes. If God's grace takes possession of a man, the world's magicians may throw down all their rods, and every rod may be as cunning and poisonous as a serpent, but Aaron's rod will swallow up their rods. The sweet attractions of the cross will woo and win the man's heart, and he who lived only for this deceitful earth will now have an eye for the upper spheres and a wing to mount into celestial heights. When grace has won the day, the worldling seeks the world to come. The same fact is to be observed in the life of the believer. What multitudes of foes has our faith had to meet? Our old sins, the devil threw them down before us, and they turned to serpents. What hosts of them are but the cross of Jesus, but the cross of Jesus destroys them all. Faith in Christ makes short work of all our sins. Then the devil has launched forth another host of serpents in the form of worldly trials, temptations, troubles, and tribulations, unbelief, but faith in Jesus is more than a match for them as well, and overcomes them all. The same absorbing principle shines in the faithful service of God. With an enthusiastic love for Jesus Christ and difficulties are surmounted, sacrifices become pleasures, suffering are honors. But if religion is thus a consuming passion in the heart, then it follows that there are many persons who profess religion but have it not. For what they have will not bear this test. Examine yourself, my reader friend, is what Spurgeon said. Examine yourself, dear friend, on this point. Aaron's rod proved its heaven-given power. Is your religion doing so? If Christ be anything, he must be everything. O, rest not till love and faith in Jesus be the master passions of your soul. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you so much for this devotional time. And we thank you, Lord, for your holy word. And Lord, we have to also thank you for the motherload of gifts and talents you gave to the Prince of Preachers, who is still the Prince of Preachers today, Dr. Charles Haddon Spurgeon. He being dead, yet liveth. We give you the glory, praise, and honor, Lord, for using him like a Joseph to pave the way for us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, welcome, family, friends, and foes, and even the foes in the family. Dr. John Broger said, in addition to teaching your children throughout the day, you must set aside specific planned times to worship the Lord and learn His Word together. Conducting family devotions requires planning and diligence. If this godly practice is to develop and be maintained in the home for the glory of God. Dear friends, let's pray for all homes. Let's pray for all families. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray first, Lord, for all so-called Christian families. Have mercy and grace upon us. Please forgive us of our wicked sins of not obeying your great commandment or your great commission. And Lord, therefore, we pray that you'd raise up laborers to go into the whited harvest fields and to reap the harvest. Because we have not done our job, we pray, Lord, for the salvation of the lost families. We pray that you'll grant them family salvation, open their blinded eyes in spite of us, unstop their deaf ears, and save the souls of the lost. And Lord, we pray for all people who name the name of Christ, all families that name the name of Christ. Have mercy and grace upon us all and forgive us of all of our wicked, evil, and ungodly sins and failures. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas and sabotage and the demonic spirit of Jezebel. Cast out the demonic spirits of Sanballat and Tobias. Sabotage and betrayal. Lord, that's in so many so-called Christian families and ministries and churches. Cast the demons of hell out of their lives. Cast out, Lord, all ancestral demonic curses that have come down the turnpike of time. And Lord, I do pray that in the name of Jesus Christ that you would blast the devil out of so-called Christian homes. Rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts from every family, and give every family sweet victory by, Lord, helping us and granting us your grace. Help us to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent and to get back to you, our first love. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, recite with me or read with me the New Apostles' Creed, modified by moi. I believe in God, the Father Everybody, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He was seen alive by Mary Magdalene and the other women, the disciples, and over 500 other brethren. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let's turn in our Bibles now to our reading of the entire book of Ephesians in context. And we're reading today we're reading Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21 in the King James Version. And may I say, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure and blessing and joy to read in your hearing, thus saith the Lord, the word of God, at Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we thank you for your holy word. Have your blessed Holy Spirit, your Holy Ghost, to open our eyes to your holy word and to see things in it that we've never seen before that would help break us, make us, and mold us to be what you would have us to be. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray and for his sake. Amen. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior as he did, here's how you can be saved from the hell to come and walk with the Lord morning and evening in this life until you go to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Holy Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty. There is a punishment for sin always. The Holy Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now. If you have never trusted, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you have never received his free gift of salvation, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day. Jesus Christ preached more on hell than any prophet in the Bible. Jesus Christ preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Why? Because he loves us and he wants to save us from that awful place so that we can go to heaven when we die. Jesus Christ said in one sermon in Matthew 18:8, wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, hell is bad news, dear friend, but I have some good news for you. You don't have to go to hell when you die. You can go to heaven. For Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, "that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins. He suffered, he bled, and he died for your sins and for mine and for everybody in the world. He was buried, and he rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you want to trust Christ as your Savior today, so that you can avoid going to hell and go to heaven when you die, pray this simple prayer with me called the Sinner's Prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day by the power of God. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins with your help. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I do believe with all of my heart on the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my evil life and to follow you in the new life. Lord Jesus, for it is in your name I pray. Amen. Dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.